In the stillness of the night, when the world is wrapped in slumber and darkness reigns, there exists a profound mystery waiting to be unraveled. It is the enigmatic realm of midnight, 12 a.m., prayers, a sacred time when heaven and earth seem to draw nearer, and blessings abound in abundance. Join me on this journey as we delve into the spiritual treasures that await those who choose to seek God in the silence of the midnight hour. It is an hour of closing a day and opening a new one. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. The midnight hour, a time when most are asleep, offers a unique opportunity for a divine encounter. In Psalm 119 verse 62, NIV, the psalmist says, "At midnight, I rise to give thanks for your righteous laws." It is during these solitary moments that we can engage with God on a deeply personal level, unhindered by the distractions of the day. The Bible is replete with references to the significance of the midnight hour. We see it in the story of Paul and Silas in Acts 16 verses 25 to 26, who, while imprisoned, prayed and sang hymns to God at midnight. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, and their chains were loosed. The midnight hour was a turning point in their lives, and it can be in ours as well. Midnight prayers are not merely a religious ritual, they are an invitation to participate in a divine mystery. In Matthew 25 verse 6, NIV, Jesus spoke of the bridegroom coming at midnight, signifying a moment of great expectation and anticipation. In this, we find the mystery of midnight prayers, a time of earnestly seeking the presence of God, awaiting His visitation, and experiencing His transformative power. Midnight is a time when the spiritual realm is more accessible, and our prayers can be especially potent. Ephesians 6 verse 12, NIV, reminds us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual forces of evil. Midnight prayers provide a spiritual battleground where we can engage in this wrestling match with the forces of darkness, invoking God's power to overcome. Midnight prayers have been a source of breakthroughs and deliverance for many. The story of Peter's miraculous escape from prison in Acts 12 verses 6 to 11 is a prime example. The church fervently prayed for him at midnight, and an angel of the Lord rescued Peter from his chains and imprisonment. It's a powerful reminder that God can set us free from the most confining situations when we seek Him in the midnight hour. In the quiet of the night, God often speaks in a still, small voice. King Solomon experienced this divine guidance during a midnight encounter. In 1 Kings 3 verses 5 to 14, when God offered him anything he desired, Solomon chose wisdom. His wisdom in settling a dispute between two women over a child proved that his midnight prayer had not gone unanswered. Through midnight prayers, we too can seek God's guidance in making life-altering decisions. Midnight prayers can bring spiritual renewal and healing to our lives. In Psalm 42 verse 8, NIV, the psalmist declares, "By day the Lord directs His love, at night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life." This indicates that the nighttime is a special time for communion with God, where His love and healing can wash over us. Testimonies of physical and emotional healing during midnight prayers are abundant, reminding us of God's compassion. Midnight prayers can also mend broken relationships. In Genesis 32, Jacob wrestled with God at night, and as a result, his relationship with his brother Esau, which had been strained for years, was reconciled. This story serves as a reminder that midnight prayers have the power to mend broken hearts and reunite estranged loved ones. The mystery and blessings of midnight prayers are undeniable. They offer us an intimate connection with God, a chance to overcome spiritual battles, and access to the supernatural. As you ponder the examples of blessings and transformation that midnight prayers bring, allow your heart to be stirred with a hunger for this divine encounter. Consider making midnight prayers a regular part of your spiritual journey. Prepare a sacred space, free from distractions, where you can meet God in the stillness of the night. As you pour out your heart in prayer, remember the promise of Psalm 34 verse 5, NIV. Those who look to Him are radiant, their faces are never covered with shame. The midnight hour is a unique period when the physical world converges with the spiritual realm. The veil between these two dimensions seems to thin, and the supernatural becomes more tangible. As we explore this concept further, we'll delve into the scriptural foundations, testimonies, and practical guidance for engaging in midnight prayers. Daniel's Midnight Encounter. In the book of Daniel, we find a compelling account of midnight prayers. When faced with a life-threatening situation, Daniel, along with his friends, sought God's intervention. In Daniel 2 verses 19 to 23, NIV, we witness their earnest prayers and the subsequent revelation of King Nebuchadnezzar's dream. This story illustrates the power of midnight prayers to bring wisdom and insight. The parable of the wise and foolish virgins, Jesus, in Matthew 25 verses 1 to 13, shared the parable of the 10 virgins, 5 of whom were wise and prepared with oil for their lamps, while the other 5 were foolish and unprepared. The bridegroom came at midnight, and only the wise virgins were ready to meet him. This parable emphasizes the importance of spiritual preparedness for the midnight hour. Midnight holds symbolic significance in Christianity. It represents a transition from darkness to light, mirroring our spiritual journey from ignorance to enlightenment. As we draw near to God through midnight prayers, we partake in this symbolic transformation, moving from a state of spiritual darkness to the brilliance of divine revelation. Financial breakthroughs. Countless individuals have attested to experiencing financial breakthroughs through midnight prayers. Stories of debts miraculously canceled, unexpected job promotions, and business opportunities arising at the midnight hour abound. These testimonies highlight the economic blessings that can manifest as a result of fervent midnight supplication. Family restoration. Broken families find hope and reconciliation through the power of midnight prayers. Divorced couples have reconciled, estranged parents have reunited with their children, and siblings have mended long-standing rifts. These stories of restoration underline the capacity of midnight prayers to heal relationships and restore harmony. Healing from sickness. Physical and emotional healing often occurs during midnight prayers. Individuals suffering from chronic illnesses have reported significant improvements in their health, while others have been freed from the grip of depression and anxiety. These testimonies demonstrate that the healing touch of God is not bound by time or circumstance. Divine direction. The midnight hour is a prime time to seek divine guidance and direction for life's decisions. Stories of career changes, educational pursuits, and relocation choices being illuminated during midnight prayers serve as powerful reminders that God desires to lead us in every aspect of our lives. Set the atmosphere. To create a conducive environment for midnight prayers, designate a quiet, undisturbed space. Light a candle or dim the lights, and play soft worship music if it aids your focus. preparing your space can help you transition into a mindset of reverence and devotion. Engage in praise and worship. Before presenting your requests to God, spend time in praise and worship. Sing hymns or listen to worship songs that uplift your spirit. Express gratitude for God's goodness and faithfulness. The power of intercession, praying for the needs of others, can be a profound aspect of midnight prayers. Intercession, where you stand in the gap for others, is a powerful way to demonstrate God's love and compassion. As you intercede for loved ones, friends, and even strangers, you become an instrument of God's grace. Be persistent. The Bible encourages us to be persistent in our prayers. Luke 18 verses 1 to 8. At midnight, persevere in your petitions, knowing that God is attentive to the cries of His children. If a particular issue burdens your heart, continue to bring it before the Lord, trusting in His perfect timing. Expectation and faith. Approach midnight prayers with expectation and unwavering faith. Believe that God will answer your prayers and manifest His blessings in your life. In Matthew 21 verse 22, Jesus said, "If you believe, you will receive whatever you ask for in prayer." The mystery and blessings of midnight, 12 a.m., prayers are a treasure trove waiting to be discovered. In our exploration, we have uncovered scriptural foundations, testimonies of transformed lives, and practical guidance for engaging in midnight prayers. The midnight hour serves as a divine appointment, a time when we can draw closer to God, receive His guidance, and experience His supernatural intervention. May the revelations shared here stir within you a hunger and thirst for the profound blessings that await those who seek God in the midnight hour. Let us embrace the mystical symbolism, trust in the power of midnight prayers, and approach each midnight encounter with faith, hope, and expectation. As you embark on this spiritual journey, may the mysteries of midnight prayers unfold before you, transforming your life in ways you could never have imagined. The mystery and blessings of midnight, 12 a.m., prayers beckon to us, offering a path to divine encounters and supernatural transformations. As we unravel the enigma of this sacred hour, we find stories of deliverance, guidance, renewal, and reconciliation, all rooted in the power of midnight prayers. So, my fellow seekers, let us heed the call of the midnight hour and embark on a journey of spiritual depth and transformation. May your heart be awakened to the beauty of midnight prayers, where heaven touches earth, and blessings pour forth abundantly. In the stillness of the night, may you find your divine appointment with God, forever changing the course of your life. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for Thou art with me, Thy rod and Thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.